Worship Under the Word by D.A. Carson. Chapter 1. Worship by the Book. Zondervan, 2002. A bonus chapter summary from Books at a Glance. Preparing a theology of worship is a difficult, nuanced task. Currently in the West, worship music, styles, and service components generate debate and division. Cultural, historical, and pastoral sensitivity is required to navigate these issues. There are so many options available today that people can find whatever style they prefer for church services. The word worship means a variety of things to many different people. This makes discussion even more difficult. Approaching the issue mainly from the perspective of systematic theology may yield different perspectives than approaching it from biblical theology. Great care needs to be exercised to hear what the scripture says. The English word worship refers to giving proper honor to those who deserve it. It is used to translate a number of Greek and Hebrew words. When we turn to books and articles, there is an enormous range of them from a number of different perspectives and with many different specific focuses. When we look too narrow at one part of Scripture or one thing that involves worship, our final conclusions can be distorted. Worship is not restricted to human beings. Angels can ascribe worth to God. It is the proper response of all sentient beings, and not simply because of the gospel. Angels are not redeemed, and God is intrinsically worthy of praise. God is delightfully worthy, and He is to be the object of our worship. The focus must be on God rather than our means of worshiping Him or our emotions. Songs should set forth the majesty and glory of God. We are to delight in God, not delight merely and experience of worshiping Him. Although God is intrinsically worthy of honor, this side of the fall, we worship Him for His plan of redemption. We no longer draw near in worship with a sacrificial lamb and through the mediation of a priest. We come to God through the fulfillment of the sacrificial system, the high priest Jesus Christ. Worship through the Old Covenant era kept developing all the way until Jesus. Now we see Jesus, and we worship in the New Covenant as priests. Worship in the New Covenant has different stipulations, but worship was always to be God-centered, and He was always to be loved completely. Because of the nature of the work of Christ, Christian worship centers on Christ as much as it does on God. More so, it is Trinitarian. Worship involves both adoration and action. We must not praise God for His mighty acts of salvation, but then fail to act in the world for good. In the gospel, there is a call to reconciliation and action, but social justice cannot be detached from the adoration of God either. Worship is something that individuals do, but it is also expressed in the corporate life of the church. The church of Jesus Christ is bigger than any individual and bigger than any local gathering. How we live, talk, and act is part of worship. We should be worshiping all of the time in our lives. But there is a special place for corporate worship. The New Testament gives us elements for corporate worship, but not a model or arrangement of them. Numerous elements of contemporary worship services have no New Testament data in support of them. There's an ongoing debate about whether we can use a form of worship only if the Bible explicitly endorses it, or if the Bible simply doesn't forbid it. We worship in the age of the New Covenant fulfillment, but we also have an eye in worship to eschatology and consummation. Corporate worship can be hindered by many things. Some people come to the service with lots of unconfessed sin and prayerlessness. Others only want certain forms, either traditional or new. What those up front say and do, as well as their underlying attitudes, makes a big difference. People need authenticity, and they need to see those up front transparently worshiping God. We must not water things down for seekers. In fact, robust worship is a positive witness. Not every service can incorporate every element that's possible to have in a service. Liturgical churches can be creative, and churches that are non-liturgical can still tie in to traditional and historical forms. Traditionalism is a danger, but so is continual innovation. Worship should be modeled and taught in the home. Copyright 2021, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in part or in whole without express written permission.